Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right out in our operations area right now. It's 2 o'clock Eastern. Here's the latest update that we have on Hurricane Isaias. The latest information that we have in the intermediate advisory, 75 mile an hour winds. So down a little bit, but we're still having some impacts, getting actual observations of sustained tropical storm force winds. So you're still getting that wind, still getting the wind, some powerful winds, also some rainfall and elevated tides, still moving northwest at 12 miles an hour. I wanted to start with the satellite and point out a couple features here. One of them is, you know, you start looking at the wind speed coming down a little bit, and the reason is because the torrential rainfall and all the winds that we have on some of the terrain and some of the islands, that can actually disrupt the storm somewhat. So you're starting to see the center come off of the islands, the Andros Islands there, and it looks like, well, there's not a lot of weather around it. Most of the convection is well off out to the east, well away from the center. So the structure isn't exactly what we would say is the typical hurricane that you see in a textbook. But at the same time, you're still getting some strong winds. And look at this. These are some of the rain bands you're starting to see. Here's another one pushing into South Florida. I really wanted to show this one because this is where you can get some of that heavy rain and also tropical storm force wind gusts. Look at this. The special marine warning issued by the National Weather Service Forecast Office right here in this same building issued this special marine forecast. And look at this right there, special marine warning for some of this these rain bands coming in. You can see some tropical storm force winds and some heavy rain associated with this as well. I did want to show you the latest update that we have on the actual forecast itself. The tropical storm force winds still extend out about 120 miles away from the center, but just like I showed on the satellite, most of that is on the right-hand side away from the center. So you still see the winds, you're still going to see some impacts from this, but in the cone, and we keep getting a lot of questions about the cone. Remember, the center could be anywhere in this cone, two-thirds of the time based on our average error over the last 5 years. That's how we draw the cone. Those impacts are outside the cone. So we still expect the center to get very close to the Florida coastline. Whether it's tropical storm, whether it's a hurricane, there's still going to be impacts. Any little wiggle and wobble in either one of those directions can bring the highest winds right on the coast. That's why we have that hurricane warning for portions of the east coast of Florida, just in case. With time, the storm stretching, moving northward, and even by Monday evening getting into the Carolinas. So some of those impacts that we're going to look at, well, one of them is that we always talk about the storm surge is always possible. And we have a storm surge watch out. 2 to 4 foot possible in some areas in the central coast of Florida, Titusville. You start looking at the Space Coast. Not every place is going to get that kind of value. And you can really see it on one of our maps when you look at the actual inundation. It's mainly on your barrier islands in this case, and stretching inland a little bit, really on the other side of the barrier islands where the water starts piling up. You start seeing some of that. So watch out for that. Listen to the local officials just in case that you're in an area that could flood. The other part of this is the rainfall. Start looking at the rain, 2 to 4 inches of rain possible in portions of Florida and stretching up into North Carolina and Virginia. Some of those higher values can sneak in real quick with little wiggles and wobbles. So we'll keep an eye on all the latest from here on Hurricane Isaias, and we'll keep you in tune with all the changes here from the National Hurricane Center.